Hi, my name is Sarah Andriaskis. I'm a nurse in the Adult Emergency Department at Johns Hopkins Hospital.
And I'm Elizabeth Tracy. Sarah, thanks for joining me. You're here talking about something that I think illustrates patient-centered care, a very popular catchphrase in medicine these days, but one that I think everybody's got a different interpretation of. Yet you had an interaction with a patient that just is so amazing. Tell me about it.
Several months back, we had a patient in our observation unit in the emergency department. A patient with a history of diabetes had been to the emergency department several times over the past months and years. I was checking his sugar and talking to him about why he was there and what the consequences of not managing his sugar at home were. And I said to him, "Why do you think you don't manage your sugar at home? Why do you think it got so high that you came in here?" And he looked at me and he said, "I can't read my meter." I was a new nurse. I thought to myself, oh, well, diabetic retinopathy is a very common problem with diabetics. There must be something I don't know because this is a very common complication of diabetes. And how is it possible that we don't have a solution for this? So I went back and I started thinking about what the best way we could help this patient and help him to help himself so he didn't have to keep coming back to the hospital. I really think that the best way that we can help patients is to empower them to take their health care into their own hands and to feel both responsible and take some pride in keeping themselves healthy. And I think that that's something that as nurses with a lot of time at the bedside, if you can connect with the patient and get them to care about their health and to understand how their actions affect their health, they can really benefit from that. So I found that there is indeed a solution to this problem. We found that you can, in fact, get an auditory glucometer, which is a blood sugar meter that will tell you the result instead of you having to look at a screen. Therefore, if you were having visual complications, you would still be able to know what your sugar was and appropriately give yourself the insulin that you need to stay healthy. I spoke to our physician assistant, Marcia Updike, and she went above and beyond. Hopkins did not have this in their pharmacy. The local pharmacies around Hopkins didn't have it, but Marcia took the time and called pharmacy after pharmacy in Baltimore City, found a pharmacy that would carry this. We spoke to our social work department, who was able to facilitate getting him a prescription voucher for this meter. We coordinated him getting a cab ride to the pharmacy so that he could get that voucher. When I went back to talk to the patient and tell him all this, his spirit just lifted. He seemed so touched that we took the time to do that, and he really wanted to learn about how he could keep himself healthy.
I bet it took a lot of time, didn't it?
It definitely did. We were fortunate we had a good staff that day that was efficient. I was lucky that there wasn't anything else, that no one needed something immediately, that I was able to take the time to do that. I think that's the biggest barrier that we face is prioritization and just having the time to make this important step happen. Working as a team, we were able to look everything up, find where we could get it, and facilitate getting it to him. A side note of the story is there was one more complication that we faced, which was the cab driver did not want to make two stops after we had facilitated a cab ride home for this patient and stopping at the pharmacy. So the patient panicked when he got down to the cab and said, "Okay, if you can't make two stops, just take me home because I don't want to get stranded at the pharmacy." He called back to the hospital while Marcia and I were still there. Marcia wrote down his address and went to the pharmacy, picked up his prescription, and took it to his house.
Sounds to me like you asked a pivotal question, which is, hey, what is the barrier to you? Why do you keep coming back here? Do you always ask that question?
I try to. I think the emergency department is very busy. We see a lot of people with chronic conditions who come in for the same thing. And I think that as healthcare providers, we have a choice in how we're going to view that patient. Are they non-compliant, or is there a barrier that's stopping them from being able to take control of their health? And I think that if you take the time to understand where the patient's coming from and understand why they can't or feel that they can't manage this on their own, you can help them, which will help us decongest the emergency department and ultimately, most importantly, help them to stay healthy and stay out of the hospital and have a good quality of life.
Excellent. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.